Is a nation that truly has no clue. They don't know what they're doing.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the goal. You know the thing.
Welcome one, welcome all, and welcome to another episode of The Paranormal Patriot. Thank you for joining me this week. As always, unvaccinated, unapologetic, and wearing the tinfoil hat, I am your host. My name is Tom Velasquez. Another interesting show this week. Last week's show, And So It Begins, was a record set. I have not had numbers like that in I don't know how long, so thank you to everybody that listened to the show. Thank you to everyone that liked the show and sent me emails stating how much they liked that show. I actually, when I was done with that show, didn't think it turned out quite like I wanted to, but everybody seemed to really, it hit a nerve. It absolutely hit a nerve. So this week's show, we are going to talk about, last week we talked about New York starting its vaccination requirements. More cities, of course, as I mentioned they would, are starting to follow suit, and it's going to continue. But there's one thing that's going on around the planet that I don't think the elites, that I don't think they counted on. I think the elites thought, we're just going to put these vaccination mandates out there and people are going to comply. People are not complying. People are starting to rise up and say, no, enough is enough. And we are going to talk about that. And then we're going to talk about, because I still get so many people talking to me and messaging me, telling me how I am way over the top concerning the government. There is no way our government is out to control our lives. It's the government. That's what governments do. And I want to give you some examples that you may or may not have heard of that should prove to you that our government is out to control us, and this Agenda 30, the Great Reset, whatever you want to call it, it is alive and well. And I'm coming to the conclusion in my research and in my thinking that they're panicking. The government, the deep state that Trump always talked about, it's real. And I think they are beginning to panic because things are not going as they planned. They, I think, figured that everybody would just roll over and just say, yep, let's get back to normal. I don't think they anticipated the pushback from not only American citizens, but citizens around the world. Brazil, France, Hong Kong, you name it, England. There are people protesting by the tens of thousands. And their voices, although you're not hearing about it on the mainstream news, their voices are being heard. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about this infrastructure bill, and I put infrastructure in parentheses because this really isn't an infrastructure bill. I'm going to go over some of the things in this bill that are a complete pork job that, again, we as citizens had no input on. Our supposed elected officials that are supposed to represent us, they're the ones that voted for this. And there's a host of Republicans that their jobs are now on the line. We're going to talk about that. And then a couple other things. Let's see, the FBI. Some of you may remember back earlier this year, early last year, that there were a group of quote-unquote Michigan militia members that were planning to kidnap Governor Whitmer. And come to find out, there is more to this story than you may have heard. This is a smear job. This is what I'm talking about, how our government is out to get us. If you don't follow their plan, their attack, their path, they're out to get you. And there is no ending of the ways they can do so. And lastly, I'm going to talk some paranormal. One of my good listeners, Brandon, sent me a story. Now, the last past week, I've been on vacation, so I've been kind of out of the loop, and I came home, and I finally got signal. And Brandon sent me a link about a UFO that was seen by a Canadian military and a Canadian passenger jet at the same time. We're going to talk about that. Now, you may have noticed the sound is a little different on this show. That's because I'm on location. I am on location at the Owosso Community Airport. Yes, my little town of Owosso has an airport. And one of the pilots who owns planes, he listens to my show and he says, Tom, come on out, do a show in my hangar. I'd love to have you there. So thank you, Mike. I appreciate you bringing me out here. We're doing On Location Paranormal Patriot show at the Owosso Community Airport. So with all the pleasantries out of the way, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to start our run down the rabbit hole. We're going to talk about what our government is doing and what is going on. Our people are fighting back now. Sit back, relax, open your mind. My name is Tom Velasquez. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot, and I'll be right back.
This is Jim.
Hey, and this is Mike.
Be sure to listen to
the Jim and Mike Talk Podcast.
Two Gen Xers walk into a bar
to talk about music
and what moves them.
You can find us on iTunes, Spotify,
and our host site, Podbean.
And now, on to the Paranormal Patriot.
Okay, so during last week's show, I talked to you about this New York vaccine mandate, how you cannot go into any indoor establishment in New York unless you are able to prove that you are vaccinated against this Chinese virus. Now, during that show, I kept mentioning to you that this isn't the only place in America where this is going to happen. There are going to be cities popping up all across this country. And across the world that are going to be doing the same thing that New York is, where if you don't have proof of vaccination, in other words, vaccination papers, you will not be able to enter any public indoor dwelling area. And I received numerous emails this week stating, Tom, you are so off base. There is no way. New York is an aberration, was basically what, in a nutshell, everybody was saying. New York is an aberration. It's only going to happen there. It's not going to follow. Well, it is following. I told you it's going to happen. More cities are jumping on the New York bandwagon. Let's take, for instance, San Francisco. San Francisco will require proof of full vaccination, not just one shot, full vaccination for indoor activities like dining at restaurants, drinking at bars, and working out at gyms, and that begins August 20th. Now, San Francisco is the first city to enact a mandate requiring full vaccination. New York, you have to have at least one shot. San Francisco, you have to have full vaccination or both shots. New York City, as we mentioned, they had the similar mandate, but it's only requiring proof of partial vaccination. New York City's mandate starts September 13th. In New Orleans will enact a vaccine mandate requiring at least partial vaccination starting on Monday, which I believe was August 13th maybe, that will apply to restaurants and bars and also the Caesars Superdome, which is set to host more than 70,000 fans indoors for Saints football games. So in other words, if you want to go to a sporting event in New Orleans, you have to be at least partially vaccinated. I told you this was coming. I told you months and months and months ago that this was coming. And our government would say, no, we're not going to do that. That is not anything we're going to do. They're proving that they lie through their teeth. That is exactly what they are doing. I told you that's exactly what they were going to do. And they're doing it now. The federal government, they're not stepping in and saying to these cities, you can't do that. That is unconstitutional. Hell, they are fully backing them. Right now, the Biden administration is looking into loopholes around the mask mandates not being applied in Texas and Florida. They want to find a way where they can override those states so they are required to do mask mandates, where everybody has to wear a mask indoor or outdoors. That's not how this works. It works as the states make their own decisions. Remember, I just want you to go back less than a year ago. Remember when this whole thing was going down in the beginning? Trump basically said, look, this is up to the states. If they want to shut down, if they want to do mask mandates, that's up to them. He understands how government in the United States works. We are essentially 50 different countries. We have our own set of laws and rules. The federal government is just overseeing, protecting us to a point, just making sure that, you know, we're not overstepping our bounds. Every state had their own rules. Now you have the Biden administration coming in. And these states, Florida, Texas, they're saying, no, we're not going to mandate masks. We're not going to mandate lockdowns. It's not going to happen. So what is the Biden administration doing? They are trying to find ways to override and supersede these states and say, by way of the federal government, we require you and your citizens to mask up and shut down. I'm sorry, federal government, that's not how it works. Every state is its own entity, and they make the rules. Now, ideally, the way it should be is it should be voted on by the people. This day and age, that is not the way it's done. We have, in my case, in my government's case, in Michigan, we had a power-hungry governor who just took it upon herself to make decisions irregardless of what the people thought. The majority of the people, the vast majority of the people, there was an overwhelming majority of the people that were in the state that did not want shutdowns, that did not want mask mandates, but she took it upon herself, Governor Whitmer, to just decree shutting it down, restaurants, bars, gyms, you name it, only big box stores. You could go to Walmart, you could go to Myers, you could go to Home Depot, but if you're a little mom and pop store, you got to close down. What's the difference? And that was the issue here in Michigan, is the rules she was implementing made no sense. You could not drive in your boat. You could not go up to the lake, get in your boat, and drive around because you may infect somebody because you had to put gas in your boat. But people that were from Chicago that have homes up in the northern part of Michigan, summer homes, they can come and go as they please. We actually had a rule here that if you had a home, a main homestead, and you had a summer cottage, you had to choose which one you were going to stay in, and you could not go back and forth. Now, granted, it wasn't being enforced, but that was on the books. If you lived in Michigan, but if you lived in Chicago, which was a hotbed of COVID at the time, you could come and go as you pleased. That's what people were pissed about. There was no rhyme or reason. And again, this is what we're running into. In San Francisco, you have to be fully vaccinated. In New York, in New Orleans, it's only partially vaccinated. Well, what's the point? If you're only partially vaccinated, are you not still at risk of contracting and spreading this so-called virus? Yes. This is exactly what people are pissed off about. And then we had the Los Angeles City Council. They unanimously passed a motion calling for a vaccine mandate ordinance, to be drafted, which is expected to require proof of vaccination to enter restaurants, bars, and indoor spaces like entertainment venues. I told you it was coming. I had so many people tell me there's no way our government is going to do this. Ladies and gentlemen, our government is doing this. And our government they're not even hiding it anymore. They are coming out and they're just saying, this is what we're going to do. You know, I'm going to actively find a way to get around Florida and Texas's mask mandate. This is Joe Biden's words, not mine. Joe Biden's. We are in a time where this is really scary. I mean, honestly, there are so many people that have no clue what their government is up to. They just follow the news. And listen, the people that need to be masked up are the news. All they do is spread lies. They lie through their teeth. Just duct tape them. You want this country to turn around, turn off the mainstream media. Stop getting your news from the state-run government, which is essentially what the mainstream media is. They are the voice for the state-run government. But now lately, not all the news coming out is bad news, because people all across the country are fed up with this, their country's government. It's not just an American thing. This is a worldwide problem. France, Macron is just heavy-handedly just implementing these draconian tactics, these draconian rules on the people of France, and they are rebelling. I want you to remember something. Freedom, once it's surrendered, must be fought for in order to get it back. We have surrendered our freedoms. For COVID, back in March 2020, we as a global society, we surrendered our freedoms to the government for the flattening the curve. You know, we were told 15 days, flatten the curve. 15 days is now what, going on a year and a half, almost 2 years? And there's no talk of flattening the curve anymore. Now there's talk of eradicating. See, the problem is the goalposts are constantly moving. You know, back in March of 2020, we had a flatten the curve. Well, we flattened the curve, but then it was like, well, you know, we got to get by this certain point, and that point was ever-changing. And then once the vaccines came out, it wasn't anything to do with flattening the curve. The curve was flat, and the curve was flat. I mean, it went up, and it didn't flatten. It went down. There were no instances, but they still were mandating. You know, people got to wear a mask indoors. You got to, you know, shutting down businesses. Because we had to get a certain amount of people vaccinated. And the goals, the end game kept changing. So for over a year, we as conscientious citizens were trying to do the right thing by kind of seceding our rights for what I guess would be called the greater good. People were wearing masks. People weren't working. People were, you know, doing the right thing, doing what they were told. But now, after over a year of this, we're now being told we have to be vaccinated against essentially a cold or a flu. I hate to sound overdramatic, but honestly, right now the world is at a tipping point. We are now at a tipping point because our governments of the world, we were pitted religiously against each other. Then we were pitted rich versus poor, and that kind of fizzled out. And then it was pitted black and white. And you know, that kind of stuck for a while, but that kind of fizzled because now there's most people are realizing this is all BS. You know, the white privilege, all it's doing is telling white people that they had it good for no reason, and black people, they're being oppressed. And people started seeing that. And now you're seeing what is working is the masked and unmasked, the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. There is a definitive hatred between those two sides. The vaccinated look upon us with disdain, those of us who are unvaccinated. And the unvaccinated look at the vaccinated as almost like sheep who will follow just any directive the government says because, well, they're the government. They know best. And that is a divisive tactic that seems to be working. And trust me, the religious divisions, the rich versus poor, the black versus white, the masked and unmasked, the vaccinated, the unvaccinated, this is all done by the government to turn us upon one another instead of looking at the main culprit, which is our government. If we would just be able to look past the differences You're vaccinated. I'm not vaccinated. Whatever. If we were able to look and see who the main culprit for us having hatred towards one another is, that would be a huge step in the healing of this planet. But our governments of the world, they are actively dividing us because they know that if we become, let me put it this way. They know that if we become unified, where we may not agree with one another, but you know what? We all have a common goal, and that is knowing our government is out to divide us, knowing that our government is out to get us. If they, our government cringes at that thought, because that would be devastating for the government. If we as a people could just come together and say, look, we are not, I'm not your enemy, you're not my enemy. Our enemy is the one who is dividing us purposely. Our government cringes at that thought, because once we become unified and stop fighting each other and fight for a common cause, which is our freedoms and our prosperity, they have no chance. But the government, with the help of the media, is damn good at dividing this country. But the people are standing up. The people are starting to see what is going on in France. The people of France are being subjected to medical separation. And that is, the French government will begin locking up citizens who do not show their medical papers. Fines and prison sentences are slated for anyone in certain areas that the French government has said, you have, in order to be here, you have to have proof of vaccination. Fines and prison sentences, they will be issued for anyone in certain areas not presenting proof of a negative COVID test, which, by the way, no longer will be free in France, or they have to have proof of vaccination to participate, basically, in society. The people of France are up in arms over this. They are marching all across the country against President Macron's COVID restrictions. There are reports of all over France, there were millions of protesters. Here is just a sample of what it sounded like in France. Now, I understand this is an audio podcast. Just picture, this is a road with tens of thousands of French citizens protesting and marching against these draconian authoritarian rules that are being implemented by the president of France. Listen to this. France, but it's not just France. In Great Britain, there are millions, hundreds of thousands of people protesting the COVID lockdowns. In Ireland, listen to this. In Ireland, shame on you, no to vaccine passports and end the lockdown. There are hundreds of thousands of people chanting this. Listen to this. It doesn't show, or the audio doesn't show enough. The camera is panning this crowd, and this crowd is huge, and they're waving the Irish flag. And this is what we are to the point we have to do. But it doesn't stop there. Italy, Germany, Israel, Greece, Thailand, the list of global protests continue to grow. I've got a video here that I had a listener send me from Australia, and if you're not aware, Australia is in one hell of a lockdown. I feel so bad for the Australians because their lockdown, they are literally locked down by their military. And this video, or audio, well, it's a video, but you're going to hear the audio, that's coming up, it's amazing because it shows what looks to be maybe a drone flying overhead, and it basically tells the gentleman videoing this that he is not supposed to be there, and if he does not leave, the military will come and they will find him. Listen to this. This is crazy.
What the fuck?
So basically, according to the government, this man who is supposedly free is not supposed to be outside in the park. A drone or some type of military airborne object spotted him and announced over the speakers that somebody will be there shortly to give him a fine. This is beyond draconian. This is beyond tyrant. This is like Hunger Games type stuff here. For those in Australia, I have a pretty good contingent of Australian listeners. I feel for you. The people in Australia are being monitored constantly. There's military going throughout neighborhood to neighborhood. There's helicopters flying over neighborhoods. There's drones flying over neighborhoods to ensure that everyone is adhering to the lockdowns, the COVID lockdowns. People are getting arrested, people are getting fined, people are getting thrown into jail by the military because people in the government, and trust me, the people in the government, they don't have your best interest in mind. We'll talk about that in a second. But they decided that you shouldn't be outside and you therefore need to be locked down. They can't control you when you're moving about. So they want to be able to control you by you being in a place they know where you are. And if you're not, they're sending the military in. But we look at all of these countries that are stepping up and saying, no more. I've had it. And what's the one thing that is missing out of everything I just said? It's the United States. We here in the States, we're not protesting. Hell, half of us are welcoming to another lockdown, are welcoming to another mask mandate. I'm sure half of us would be more than welcome to have helicopters and military flying over our head and driving through our neighborhoods to make sure we're adhering to a full lockdown. We in America have gotten soft. It's because of the government and the media. You know, again, I've mentioned it earlier, they want us to be fighting against one another because that takes our eyes off of who the main culprit is, which is our government and the media. We are fighting amongst each other, instead of fighting the person that's poking a stick at us. You know, we got our backs turned and the government and the media is poking a stick on our back, and we turn around and here's you or me. And the other person is mad at us when it's just the government just poking. Hey, they're not wearing a mask. They're not getting vaccinated. That's not a good thing. They're the ones causing all the problems because they don't wear a mask. They don't get vaccinated. Don't look at us. We're doing everything we can to help you. It's these anti-vaxxers. They're the reason that the surge of coronavirus, the so-called Delta variant, which we really can't test for. They're the reason that it's coming out and just exploding across the country. They're the reason we can't get back to normal. But the media is just glossing over the fact that, you know, when you had the vaccine, you were told you can go back to normal. You don't have to wear a mask because you did the right thing and you took the vaccine. Well, now they're talking lockdowns. There's mask mandates all over the country. How's that vaccine working? Some of you are, I know, just I spent a week on vacation this past week, and there are people that I talk to that are absolutely infuriated that they got this vaccine. Absolutely infuriated. Because everything they were told has been just thrown under the carpet, swept under the rug. Nah, you know, well, this Delta variant, it's all a lie. And here's the thing. We're seeing people rising up across the world, rising up against this. That's what we need. We need it everywhere. Greece, Italy, Germany, Ireland, Spain, Portugal, Russia, Japan, Thailand, England, the United States. Show them that we, as a collective, are stronger than they are. And now I know our idiot president, Joe Biden, mentioned, well, if you're going to come against us, you got to use F-15s and nukes. No, you don't. You don't have to. Unless we let it get to that point. It's not at that point yet. But my God, we are getting dangerously close to where the only way that we can get our freedoms back. Because again, we gave it away. We gave it away in March of 2020 to flatten the curve. There's no such thing as flattening a curve. Because, as I mentioned, the goalpost continually moves. You know, they say kick a 30-yard field goal. You line up for that 30-yard field goal. You've practiced. You can make these things with your eyes closed. All of a sudden, the goalpost is at 40 yards. And it's also 10 yards to the right. They're never going to get to that end game because to get to the end game gives you your freedom back. We gave them our freedoms. Unfortunately, because we did that, we have to fight to get them back. The first step are all these protests. And I'm telling you, we here in America need to take the world's lead. America once stood. We were strong. We would not let this happen. And now, you know, Delta variant's out. Nobody else around the world thinks that. Everybody here in America is so complacent to let the government take control of their lives. To the point that we're watching the other countries stand up and do what we should be doing. Everybody looks to America because we are the world's superpower. We are the strongest, most prosperous nation on earth. And they're like, forget it. We'll just do it ourselves. And they're doing it. Now, it's not reverberating because the media isn't covering this. The media will not cover this. Just like the media did not cover Obama's 60th birthday party. But they're going to sit here and they're going to have nonstop coverage of the super spreader Sturgis event. At what point do the left-leaning individuals in this country open up their eyes and say to themselves, I'm being duped? At what point? Because Obama, when he left office, was all worried about the rising sea levels and global warming. So what does he do? He buys a house in the Hamptons right on the ocean. There's a flag that says, maybe that isn't really what's going on. But everybody now is telling you, every Democrat is telling you, you have to wear a mask, you have to social distance, you just don't get together and have parties. Unless you're Obama celebrating your 60th birthday party, then you can invite hundreds of people over, celebrities, nobody wearing masks. Erykah Badu, the Grammy Award-winning singer, snapped a photo, placed it on Twitter, of people dancing close together with no masks on. Where was the outrage? Where was the media coverage? Hell, the media is just nonstop covering an event that hasn't even happened yet in Sturgis. I watched the news and I saw, oh, Obama's cutting back. He's just really scaling back on this birthday party. Bullshit he did. He had the same amount of people there doing the same thing, but the media is trying to cover their behind and cover Obama's behind because they know if people see what is going on enough, then they're going to say, this isn't right. Now, personally, how do you not see it? The CDC has to go back and redo Florida's COVID totals because they kept adding fake numbers in previous week's numbers and adding them on to the numbers, so they were inflated. They got busted. How is that not opening up eyes? If you are a left-leaning person who is terrified of COVID, and you read an article Because listen, the media and the Democrats hate Florida because Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, is just basically sticking his finger in the eye of Joe Biden saying, I'm not following your mandates. We're not shutting down. We're not masking up. Just stop. I don't want to hear anything about it. Maybe we'll talk when you shut the border down and stop letting all these COVID positive illegal immigrants come in. Maybe then we'll talk. But until now, anything you say is irrelevant. But with that in mind, the media is just blowing the doors off of Florida. Oh, Florida is in the midst of a historic COVID increase. Well, then Florida's looking at these numbers going, these numbers aren't right. How are you getting these numbers? Well, come to find out, they would take last week's numbers, add them to this week's numbers. So they're doubling the numbers every week, sometimes tripling them, when they're not actual numbers. So if you are somebody who is terrified of COVID and you look at that, how do you not say, wait a minute, something's not right here? Why would they have to inflate the numbers to make Florida look bad? Well, newsflash, that's what's been happening this whole pandemic. We will never, ever, ever know the amount of people that died of COVID or had COVID. I just read an article last week. Well, the flu was pretty much non-existent in 2020. What happens when it comes back? It never left. It never left. These tests that they are doing, they can't differentiate between COVID and the flu. These PRC, these rapid tests, if you have the flu, you have COVID. They knew that and they kept administering these rapid tests. And then when the rapid test comes back and you're positive for COVID, that's one positive. And then when they do the 4 to 5 day test and that comes back, that's two positives. Instead of one positive for the same individual, they doubled the number. So every total of COVID in every state is doubled. Right off the bat. So that takes this quote-unquote pandemic and says, whatever, nothing. And you can't differentiate between the cold, the flu, and COVID-19. They have discontinued the use of the rapid test due to the amount of complaints of its inaccuracy. There is a new test coming in December. And I thoroughly believe that when that test comes out, and it's supposed to be able to differentiate between a cold, the flu, and COVID, you are going to see the actual number of COVID cases drop like a rock. That's why they want mandates all over. They want mask mandates. They want lockdowns. They want everybody to get vaccinated because they know come December or whenever this new rapid test comes out, that's a million times more accurate, the numbers are going to plummet. And they need a reason for those numbers to go down. So they want these mask mandates. They want these lockdowns. They want these vaccinations so they can say, look, we put a mask mandate in. We got people vaccinated. We locked it down and the numbers went down. That's the only reason. They know that when this new test comes out, and it proves that the flu never went away. It was all COVID, or 90% COVID was actually the flu. They know the gig is up. So now they've got to find a way to reverse the narrative. So they're pushing vaccines, they're pushing mask mandates because that is their excuse to why the numbers are going to go down. So before I go on to the last break, as I mentioned earlier in the show, I get a lot of emails from people that tell me, Tom, our government is not as bad as you think. They're not out to get you. You're just a crazy conspiracy theorist. I want to relay information to you, and I'll call it Exhibit A. We all remember, especially those in Michigan, the members of the quote-unquote Michigan militia that plotted to kidnap Governor Whitmer. And when I heard that, I'm like, man, I don't know. That's just too convenient. Well, it is coming to light that the FBI, the United States FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigations, they had informants infiltrate that group of individuals and basically entrap them into doing this ridiculous crime. I mean, say what you want about Gretchen Whitmer. She doesn't need to be kidnapped and tortured and killed. But I want to read to you from an article that I pulled up. The attorney for the alleged leader of a plot to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer said FBI informants entrapped his client, Adam Fox of Wyoming. Fox and others are seeking records of contacts between informants, their FBI handlers, and the defendants. The attorney says Adam Fox contends that four government informants were originators of the criminal design in this case to the extent that a design ever existed. That, again, is attorney Christopher Gibbons. He also said the informants routinely engaged in tactics and behaviors far outside its established standard protocols and best practices employed in the use of informants during an investigation. The communications he is seeking are critical to the defense of Adam Fox, he said. Now, the attorneys for Caleb Franks and Brandon Caserta recently asked a federal judge to order the FBI to release all communications of the dozen paid informants whose efforts led to the indictments of six men. Attorney Michael Hills, representing Caserta, said that a part of the conversation between an informant and FBI handler, possibly inadvertently provided to the defense, could show entrapment. Here's the thing. I understand, and I can already see the emails coming to my email. Tom, if they weren't doing something wrong, then what were these informants from the FBI doing there and trapping them? Or something to that effect. Basically saying, look, if you're not doing anything wrong, you have nothing to worry about. They had plans of doing something wrong. This is my case that I'm going to put forward. The FBI infiltrated this group. And basically, from what the defense, and I understand that's one side of the story, but again, when this thing first came to light, I was like, man, something sounds really fishy. I mean, this is something to take the heat off of Gretchen Whitmer. That's the first thing I thought of. The FBI sent in informants, and basically what they did is they just kept filtering them information. Hey, this is how we do it. This is how we do it. This is what we can do. This is when she'll be there. This is how we get it done. And these guys, you know, I don't know who these guys are. I don't know if they're that intelligent or not, but whatever it is, they took it and they ran with it. But you can't just go in there and start making plans and putting these thoughts in these people's heads and then arrest them for the thoughts that you gave them. That is entrapment. If the FBI can do it to these people, they can do it to anybody. And that's why in this day and age, it is so scary to be a conservative. Because the government right now is out to silence you, and they can do anything they want. They can, for lack of a better term, trump up any type of bogus charge against you. And they can create paper trails. They can create communication trails that never existed, and you have no defense. None. That is why it is so scary to be a conservative in this world today. Because the dark state, or the swamp, whatever you want to call it, the deep state, the dark state, the New World Order, you know, the Great Reset, Agenda 2030, whatever you want to call it, conservative-minded people are their enemy. Because conservative-minded people want to be able to think for themselves and they want to be free. That is not what the governments of the world want today. They want people to have the government think for them, and they want them to be confined to certain areas where the government tells them what to do, when to do it, and how to do it, and the people are going to be happy. Conservatives don't think like that. So how do you stop that way of thinking? You get rid of the conservatives. It's scary. This is just an example. Now, whether or not this is true or is trumped up charges or it's just the defense trying to grasp at straws, I don't know. But I know that our government is capable of doing this. And it's scary. You know, I've said it a million times. I'm not Sean Hannity, Mark Levin. I'm not Rush Limbaugh. But I have a pretty solid following, and I'm very conservative and very right-sided on my views. And that's something that puts a target on me. And if they want to, they can come and trump up any charges. You know, whenever I talk about this topic of conversation, the name Stan Romanek comes to mind. Stan Romanek was a UFO experiencer. He had videos that he claimed had alien figures in them. And look, the videos did have alien figures. Whether or not they were real is a different story. I don't know. But he went public with this. And shortly after he went public with it, he was arrested and charged with child pornography. And he denied these claims. And he fought it. And he fought it. And his wife is like, there is no way he had this stuff on his computer. Whether or not he did, this is just an example. If the government wants to get you, they can get you. They can put child pornography on the computer. They can manipulate a hard drive. They can do anything, especially in this day and age. Our computers, our phones, our TVs, everything is listening and watching us. We have to be careful of what we do, but we can't forsake our freedoms for fear that we're going to get busted for it. We owe it to our kids and our grandkids to fight for them to grow up in a world even closely resembling what we grew up in. Trust me, for those of you who think our government is all fairies and unicorns and Skittles, they're not. They are like the dark side in Star Wars, and they will do anything they can to keep and retain their power. So we're going to take one last break here. When I get back, I'm going to go over the story that Brandon, my listener here, sent me about a UFO sighting. Wanted to get on with a little bit of a paranormal subject here. So what I need you to do, sit back, relax, open that mind. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot live from Owasso Community Airport. We'll talk to you soon. I'll be right back.
Stuff of Nightmares.
Hey everybody, this is Rick Ness, host of the Stuff of Nightmares podcast. Ever since I was a child, I was fascinated by stories of the paranormal and the unknown. Reading about encounters with Bigfoot, the Jersey Devil, UFOs, or even living in a house where spirits roam intrigued me. As an adult, reading true crime stories and watching true crime documentaries made me realize that monsters don't just live in your closet or under your bed. Monsters might just live next door. Come with me on a journey to the unknown and the unthinkable, where the things that people do to each other are just as frightening as the things we can't explain. Every episode, I will delve into the world of the paranormal and lesser-known heinous true crime. Each story of the unknown will be true first-hand accounts told by the person that had the experience or submitted to me to be read for them. You can listen to the Stuff of Nightmares podcast on the website at www.thestuffofnightmarespodcast.show, your favorite podcast app, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Just to know the dark secret to happiness, scattered ashes.
Okay, to end the show, we're going to talk. I mean, I'm at an airport. Why not talk about UFOs? July 30th, a military plane may had to swerve to avoid an unidentified flying object. Now, this is according to surveillance data. Late on July 30th, pilots of two separate aircraft, one military and one commercial, reported seeing a mysterious green UFO vanish into the clouds over the Gulf of St. Lawrence on the Atlantic coast of Canada. Now, that is per Vice News. According to a report posted August 11th to the Canadian government's aviation incident database, both flights witnessed a bright green flying object that flew into a cloud, then disappeared. The object did not impact the operations of either flight, the report noted. One of the aircrafts that reported the sighting was a Canadian military plane flying from a base in Ontario to Cologne, Germany. The passenger flight was a KLM Royal Dutch Airlines plane flying from Boston to Amsterdam. Stephen Watkins, an aviator and shipping researcher, looked at transponder data from the two flights and saw that the military plane climbed 1,000 feet in altitude at the time of the sighting, possibly to avoid the object or to get a closer look at it. There's a chance the UFO could have been a meteor streaking through the sky. Yes, I know the UFO sighting would have been at the early stage of the Perseid meteor showers, according to Watkins, but don't be a buzzkill. So to clear things up, the Canadian Aviation Report tagged the incident with the label Weather Balloon Meteor Rocket UFO. That cleared everything up, right? Because it could have been any of those things. Now, unlike the U.S. Department of Defense, the Canadian military does not catalog or even report on UFO sightings. Now, we do know back in June that the Pentagon basically came out and said, look, UFOs are real. We don't know what they are. But they never came out and said they're alien. But with that being said, I can tell you this. Since that report has gone public, and granted, it's a 9-page report with all of the great details and stuff that we really need to know, classified, never to be seen by us. But since that report has come out, I have been witnessing videos sent to me and going online and seeing really, and again, I understand that I've always said it's really, really hard to determine a fake or real UFO video nowadays because of CGI, but there's been some pretty convincing UFO sightings. I mean, stuff that I've never seen before. I mean, pretty clear that that's something in the sky, and it's not CGI. It's not Photoshopped. So I don't know. Maybe they're making their presence known more. According to a time traveler from 2074 or 2174, according to this time traveler, the aliens came for an invasion, and they're already here. It happened August 10th, 2021 is the day that they arrived. It must be just like the Jehovah's Witnesses' second coming of Christ, where it was invisible. Nobody knows it happened. I don't know. You got to take these time travel things with a grain of salt. But, you know, you have a military craft, you have a commercial aircraft seeing the exact same thing. That is extremely compelling. I don't think it's a weather balloon. I don't think it's a meteor. I don't think it's swamp gas. I'll let you be the judge of what it is. So that'll be it for the show today. Thank you for listening. And again, I don't even know how to end it. I mean, you can't trust anything you hear anymore. I pray for the people of Haiti. They went through a horrific earthquake. They're about ready to get hit by a tropical storm or maybe even a hurricane. I mean, I don't know how much more that country can take. But thank you for all of the protesters around the world that are standing up when we should be. Me included. Let's stand up here in America. Let's show the world what we as Americans can do. You have been listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I will talk to you next week.